How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grady kind of day. And my guest for this installment of Grady Nation is Nigel Lee. He's a survey analyst, and he's here to talk about the box office performance, the abysmal box office performance, of the Charlie's Angels reboot. We are recording this the first weekend of its release in the United States, and at the end of the first weekend of its release in the U.S., the Charlie's Angels reboot has grossed a relatively paltry $8 million. And Nigel says that, you know, he could have told the movie studio a long time ago that this was going to happen. So, Nigel, how are you doing?
Hello, my friend, how are you?
Nigel, I don't know if it's the internet connection again, but it really does seem like you are whispering.
No, my friend, I am speaking in my normal speaking voice, loud and proud. It's actually a very high decibel level.
I don't know about that, because people, the last time you were on, said that they had a hard time hearing you, and they had to turn the volume all the way up on their speakers.
Well, maybe they should get their ears checked. Perhaps they need a hearing aid. I'm not really sure what their problem is, because I am actually almost shouting right now.
Well, you said that last time, and I still find it hard to believe, but I'm going to talk with you because you said that you did an important analysis that could have predicted the failure of the Charlie's Angels reboot. Now, this Charlie's Angels reboot was written, produced, and directed by Elizabeth Banks. And the concern is that people are saying toxic masculinity and male bias was the reason why the Charlie's Angels movie did badly. And what are your thoughts on that perspective?
Well, my friend, it's not a matter of toxic masculinity. It's a matter of the movie going public, wanting to see men be men and women be women. This all happened because Hollywood is trying to jam down everyone's throat this notion that women can be crime fighters, lumberjacks, firefighters, Ghostbusters. Actually, speaking of the Ghostbusters, notice that the female Ghostbusters movie did not do well either. And the reason why is because the movie going public did not want to see a bunch of Ghostbusters with menstruation stains on their uniform.
Okay, I don't think that was ever in the movie. I don't think there's any instance of any of the female Ghostbusters having unwashed menstruation stains on their uniform. I think you're just trying to be cute for the sake of this interview, for this spot. I don't recall any scene where that was present.
I think you have to look closer. Maybe you have to get your eyes checked. Your audience has to get their ears checked, and you have to get your eyes checked. Because in every single scene, there were menstruation stains, unwashed, on the female Ghostbuster uniforms.
I do not believe you, and I just think you're trying to be funny. But so you're saying that this whole idea of the toxic masculinity bias is inaccurate?
Yes, my friend. I did a survey in a correctional facility of over 200 inmates.
Hold on, Nigel. Are you telling me that this survey is based on the responses of inmates? I'm not really sure if inmates represent the general American public or the movie-going public at all, really.
I have to disagree, my friend. Because the findings do not lie. An overwhelming 100% of the inmates said they would not want to watch a female Ghostbusters movie. And they would not want to watch a Charlie's Angels reboot. They just didn't want to see it. And look at the box office. Look at the numbers. The numbers do not lie. The science is on our side.
So the thing is that if all your inmates are opposed to looking at women being empowered, doesn't that actually confirm the toxic masculinity theory? I actually think that, a bunch of guys in a prison facility might harbor some views about women that don't necessarily embrace female empowerment.
Oh, okay. Well, I disagree. Because look at the numbers. I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the Charlie's Angels reboot only grossed $8 million. And $2 million of that came from Yashar Muhammad Ali buying tickets for people to actually go see the movie.
Okay, his name is not Yashar Muhammad Ali. It's Yashar Ali. And he is a freelance writer, journalist. Some people debate whether or not he is a journalist. He used to work in government. But he's very well connected. And he bought out space in movie theaters for people to check out the Charlie's Angels movie because he had such a positive experience and interactions with Elizabeth Banks in the past.
Wow. I mean, I receive reports. And the movie theater people were telling me that in the theaters that Yashar Muhammad Ali bought out that there were actual tumbleweeds going through the theater. That they actually had to offer people free Raisinets, free popcorn to sit through that crap.
I don't think that's an accurate characterization of things. It could have just been that the movie didn't have a particularly great cast. There wasn't much buzz surrounding it. Some people might have questioned why there's even a need for a Charlie's Angels reboot. So I think that your overall proposal is not necessarily carrying weight. Because when you think about it, Wonder Woman came out in 2017, did a tremendous amount of business in the box office. Captain Marvel in 2019, that's the same year, right? And it did an incredible amount of business. It grossed a lot of money. I believe world.
Well, yeah, sound it out. Spell it out. Stutter it out.
Be nice. Worldwide, Captain Marvel, I believe, grossed over $1 billion.
So what? What's your point?
What I'm saying is that there might be an audience for these kind of films. You're carrying on like you did this survey with prison inmates, and that means that, oh, won't all these movies where, women might be doing things that are stereotypically perceived to be done only by men are going to be unsuccessful when actually some of these movies are going to do quite well?
Well, I think there might be a threshold, and we've crossed the threshold. Okay, there are just too many films where women are doing things that men should do. Women should be women, and men should be men. It's really not that hard, my friend. Okay, when I talked to the inmates at the correctional facility, they said they would love to see a movie where Melissa McCarthy gets up sheepishly for multiple helpings at the seafood buffet, but they do not want to see her solving crimes and busting ghosts. It's really not that hard.
Why would inmates at a correctional facility want to watch a film that's entirely just Melissa McCarthy binge eating? I don't understand why that would be entertaining, but being a ghostbuster or fighting crime is bad. That doesn't really make sense.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, because that's what they said. That is what they said. They wanted to see Leslie Jones not as a ghostbuster. They wanted to see her as a bitter Uber driver that's trying to make ends meet, that resorts to selling drugs, because that's something that's a realistic thing that women do.
Boy, you're going down some interesting territory here. I don't think that is the case, and I'm going to have to pause this conversation, put a pin on it, because I think you're not necessarily talking about what the findings say. I think you're just giving your personal beliefs.
Well, I think you're being very disrespectful to the respondents at the correctional facility. So, what I intend to do is tell them that Chris Thomas, podcast host of Grade A Nation, denigrated their beliefs about the Charlie's Angels reboot and the female Ghostbusters. He said you are all idiots and that your opinion doesn't matter, and he lives at this address.
Why are you doing that? Why would you give a bunch of inmates my address and say that I thought they were all idiots? Why are you, like, being threatening now?
I'm just saying that Rocco, Rodrigo, Raphael, and Ralphus are all on their way.
Why do they all start with the letter R?
I don't know. It was just a coincidence, I guess.
All right, Grady Nation. We'll talk to you next time. I'm going to be moving, apparently, if Nigel Lee is going to be giving out my address to prison inmates.
You're going to get it, my friend.
Take care, everyone.